This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Isaac Wood is with us live in studio. He is the University of Virginia Center for Politics Assistant Communications Director. And good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having me.
I've never met you before. Where are you from?
I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina originally. I went to school here, and now I'm sticking around.
Raleigh, man. Boomtown.
Exactly.
Boomtown. That is unbelievable what has happened in Raleigh over the last 20 years.
Yeah, it would have been great to grow up there now.
you didn't like it when you were growing up?
Well, a lot more to do now. It's really had a downtown revival.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing how it's just the suburbs have just like stretched to Durham now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we call it Northern Raleigh or Southern Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. It's unbelievable. So, Isaac, what's going on at the University of Virginia Center for Politics, which I should say, when I started working at Sorensen, literally every other person was like, the Sorensen Institute. Is that Larry Sabato's group? Because everybody assumes if you have anything to do with politics at UVA, you must be with Larry Sabato. But as I tell people, nope, there's the Center for Politics, there's the Sorensen Institute, and there's the Miller Center.
Exactly.
And they all do very different things, but they're all sort of dedicated to the world of politics, but from a different angle. So what's going on at the Center for Politics?
Well, the big event we've got coming up is going to be this upcoming Thursday at 6 p.m. on the grounds of UVA. We'll be hosting former Senator Bob Graham from Florida. He was the governor. He ran for president, actually, in 2004. And he's a real guru as far as intelligence matters and counterterrorism are concerned. And so that'll be a really great event. It's actually on the eve of the September 11th anniversary.
Yeah, that's so this Friday, isn't it?
It is this Friday. 11th. So hopefully we'll be able to hear from him some of the lessons he learned when he was serving as the chairman of the Senate Select Committee of Intelligence during that whole period in 2001 and 2002. He wrote a book, actually, about what he learned. And now he's promoting a new book called America, the Owner's Manual. And it's really supposed to be a new way to speak to people, to tell them how to get engaged.
Was he part of that? We're talking with Isaac Wood of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, online at centerforpolitics.org. Was Senator Graham part of that 9/11 commission? Do we know? I don't know.
He published another book right at the same time called Intelligence Matters. It dealt with much of the same material. It wasn't as the same kind of official report, but he outlined his own suggestions for how to learn and move on after September 11th. So he really has studied that whole era, and hopefully have some interesting insight.
And this is a public event, free and
this
open to the public?
This is free and open to the public. Space will be limited, so come early, but it's at Jefferson Hall on the West Range UVA. That's right on McCormick Road.
Yeah, well, space will definitely be limited if it's in Jeff Hall, yeah. So that's one of the old hotels on West Range, sort of faces the Alderman Library area,
right.
Peabody Hall. This is Thursday, September 10th. And what's the time again?
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m., free, open to the public. Former Senator Bob Graham talking about counterterrorism intelligence work here in America, and this event in Charlottesville at the University of Virginia. We're talking with Isaac Wood of the UVA Center for Politics. What else y'all got going on?
Well, another big thing actually also happening on Thursday, we're going to be releasing the Crystal Ball's first predictions for the U.S. House races of 2010.
Hello.
This is one of the things, if you know about Larry Sabato, you know he has this incredible record for correctly predicting how U.S. House races are going to go, also for the U.S. Senate. But basically, we're going to roll out ratings for all 435 U.S. House races, predicting what's going to happen, not only here in Virginia, but all across the country.
Awesome. You can give us a preview?
I can give you a little bit of a preview. If you want more, you should go to our website, centerforpolitics.org/crystalball, and you can sign up. And every week, you're going to get a free newsletter. And this Thursday, of course, we're going to be leading with the U.S. House races. Just to give you a little taste of what's in store, here in Charlottesville and in the surrounding area, the Virginia 5th District, it was the closest race in the nation in 2008. Of course, Tom Perriello unseating Virgil Goode, who'd been a longtime incumbent here. And we are predicting that, once again, this will be one of the most contested races anywhere in the nation. So if you want to get more on that, if you want to find out basically which races are going to be the contested ones, what the race here in Virginia's 5th is going to look like, you need to go to our website.
So we have to wait till Thursday. You're not going to tell me now.
I won't tell you right now who we're favoring or any of that, but you should definitely check that out. It should be really interesting.
We definitely will, and we'll be talking about that on this program. I will check it out. Is it released Thursday morning?
It'll be released Thursday morning. If you sign up for our emails, it'll hit your inbox about 6 a.m.
Awesome. So that is Thursday, centerforpolitics.org/crystalball Larry's latest predictions on the U.S. House races this year. Big elections, of course, in November. Every seat is up? Is that how it works?
Yep. All 435 seats are up every 2 years. It's kind of the perpetual campaign in the House of Representatives.
Yeah. We are talking with Isaac Wood live in studio. He is Assistant Communications Director for the UVA Center for Politics and more from the Center for Politics.
Yeah. We also have a really interesting documentary that's going to be coming out on PBS. This will be coming out in November. It's called Locked Out, The Fall of Massive Resistance. And this, of course, one of the darkest times in Virginia's history. And we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the end of massive resistance this year. And Charlottesville, of course, was really the center of much of this. And this documentary features several of Charlottesville's own students and leaders, Alicia Lugo, Donald Martin, Charles Alexander. And Donald Martin and Charles Alexander were actually two of the three African-American students who integrated Lane High School about 50 years ago. And so they share their recollections in this documentary. Like I said, should be available on PBS stations sometime around November. And this is following up on a conference we did down in Richmond. And it was really interesting to hear these students' perspectives saying what it was like for them to go through this and what they've seen in the intervening 50 years, what the lessons are that we've learned and where we need to go from here.
So this will be on PBS?
This will be on PBS stations, available all throughout Virginia in November, and then hopefully in February for Black History Month, it'll be aired nationwide on PBS.
Nice. Okay. What else is going on?
Also, one of the really big things coming up for all the students or parents, you'll be interested in hearing about this. This is the Youth Leadership Initiative's mock election. It's this is a component of the Center for Politics. The first mock election that we ran was in 1998. And in 2008, last year, over 1 million students voted in this mock election. It's really the biggest one across the entire nation. This year's election, we're going to feature the gubernatorial race, and we're also going to have three referenda on the ballot for students to vote on. It's going to be about health care, social security, and the economy. So three really important issues for young people to get involved in, interested in now, so they can really be a part of the debate, and also when they grow up, they're going to understand these issues. So this is the Youth Leadership Initiative mock election. It'll be in most of the schools in this area and even nationwide. So that's really important, taking place October 19th through 29th. Ask your teachers about it. See if they're going to participate. And if not, you can shoot them on over to the Youth Leadership Initiative website.
And is that do you generally get a lot of participation in local schools in this area?
Yes, there's a lot of participation here. I believe when it started in 1998, it was mostly in this area. But now it is completely nationwide. Obviously, over a million students. It's really grown to be something big.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What about a post-election? Y'all doing anything after the election?
Yes, we will have a post-election conference, our annual American Democracy Conference. We're still ironing out the date. It's going to be sometime either the second week in November or maybe sometime in December. It's going to be probably in Washington, D.C. We're partnering with Politico, which is a big magazine newspaper, in Washington, D.C. that really covers a lot of political happenings. And we're going to look back at the 2009 gubernatorial elections in Virginia and in New Jersey. And we're going to look forward to 2010 so people can know what's going to be happening in those midterm elections that are really just right around the corner.
Isaac Wood is Assistant Communications Director for the UVA Center for Politics, online at centerforpolitics.org. Larry's new crystal ball for the U.S. House races to be released to the public this coming Thursday morning, centerforpolitics.org/crystal ball. And they're hosting a talk with Senator Bob Graham on counterterrorism and intelligence this Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Hotel C, which is Jefferson Hall on West Range. You can park there. Very convenient parking underneath the UVA bookstore on Emmett Street. Isaac, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.